Happy holidays. Happy New Year, everyone. Today, we are taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations we've had surrounding the case against Rex Heuermann, the man accused of being the Long Island serial killer.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
I know I keep bringing up Asa Elrip on the air. This is the estranged wife of Rex Heuermann. But it's kind of hard not to, because every time things kind of calm down there, it gets weird again. And weird requests are made. And strange statements are being put out there. The latest one, Asa requesting to get the nearly 300 guns back that were taken in the search of the home that she lived in with the man that they suspect to be the Long Island serial killer. She's claiming it's marital property. It's worth a bunch of money, and I want it back in the middle of this investigation. This is just looking really weird. The optics are totally off. I've never seen anyone, the spouse of someone who's accused of being a horrible person, acting this way. It seems very tone deaf. It seems very almost aloof to what is going on around her. And maybe she is. Maybe her head is spinning. She's had these accusations against her husband. Her whole world has been turned upside down. But still, 300 guns back. Your husband's accused of killing God knows how many people. Maybe this is not the time and place to ask for those.
Yeah, it does give a very odd vibe. It seems strange. And the first thought that came into my mind when I heard that is she's desperate for money and wants to sell all these guns. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's still, you know, it's hard, I think, for any of us to imagine being in that position. And that's what we're focused on and thinking about. So it definitely does make you wonder about the lady. And we don't know enough about her. There may be all kinds of quirks that she's got, you know.
And that may just be it. She may be very aloof. Maybe very just, this is how she always acts. It's really nothing out of the ordinary. It's just now that we're seeing her, it's like, wow, this doesn't really look good at all with the allegations against your husband. But with this, I also do have to wonder, you know, the police have said, you know, initially they've said that we don't think she's done anything. She's fine. She can there. Although there has not, as far as we're aware yet, been any sort of interviews done directly with her, which I also find very odd. Is this someone who is, you know, just aloof? Is this someone who is wanting more attention? I would think at this point, the less attention you're getting, the less eyeballs that are going your way with weird behavior, the better, considering there isn't an investigation into her that we know of yet. But I would think if you keep saying these things and doing these things, it may make someone go, maybe we should take a second look at this.
Yeah, it sure seems to be unusual behavior and not a person with insight. And of course, you can be a very odd person and not have any insight. And aloof is a good word. And still not be involved in the murders in any way.
Sure.
So we hope that's what's going on here. But again, if the police haven't interviewed her yet, that's weird. You know, would be hard to imagine how that couldn't happen. And so I wonder if they have, and they're just not disclosing that. And she's not disclosing that. It's overall a really strange case.
Yeah. Lots of questions, and the amount of attention that has been drawn over to someone who apparently has nothing to do with the actual murders themselves. Very bizarre. But again, this seems like it might've been a very bizarre household as well.
Yes.
And these are just people who are bizarre.
Yeah. They just didn't quite fit into normal, polite society, I think.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.